You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne's Channel 31 has been on the air for over 25 years. Some of Australia's most popular entertainers launched their careers on the channel, including Rove McManus, Hamish Blake and Andy Lee. But it's also been a breeding ground for multicultural talent like Waleed Ali, Susan Carland and Nazim Hussain, stars of Australia's first Muslim-oriented television show, Salaam Cafe. The channel was also the birthplace of cult favourite Vasilis Garden, hosted by Greek-Australian personality Vasili Kanadiadis. Shane Dunlop is the general manager of the station.
There are very few people in the television industry and the media industry that haven't touched community television on their way through to having a career in this field.
Community television was established with the aim of letting anyone with a passion tell their story, no matter their experience or background. It has a history highlighting often ignored communities. Dorcas Mapagela is one of the channel's program makers, the host of Oz African TV, which aims to let African Australians shape their narrative in the media.
Although Australia markets itself as a multicultural society, we don't get to see that on our screens, on our media. We feel like the mainstream media is actively writing us out of this history. And so platforms like Channel 31, they're incredible because they allow us the space to kind of come and tell our stories the way we want to tell our stories and for us to own our narrative and in fact invite other people to come in and learn about us just as humans.
Melbourne C31 and its shows also provide valuable on-air and behind-the-scenes experience to those hoping to enter the media industry. Indian international student Tavleen Singh is the host of student journalism show The Struggle.
So I'm an international student and I came from India to Melbourne about 2 years ago, and right when I came I jumped in on the chance of getting to work on The Struggle. I started as a correspondent, slowly getting involved as a producer, getting across the different fields that are involved in filming, editing, production, and I don't think I would have had that opportunity if not for community TV, if not for Channel 31.
And when mosques were shuttered by COVID-19, Channel 31 stepped into broadcast services to Victorian Muslims. Sheikh Mohammed Salim from the Victorian Board of Imams says the broadcasts have been so well received, they hope to continue them after the pandemic.
First time in Australian history, the sermon came to the living rooms of many Muslim families. This particular program in the last 9 weeks has reduced feeling of absence or feeling of not going to the mosque to some extent, especially for the families.
During the heyday of community TV, there were stations broadcasting locally produced content across the country. But over the past 5 years, the number of stations still on air has dwindled to just two in Melbourne and Adelaide. The decline follows a 2014 decision by then Communications Minister Malcolm Turnbull to strip community TV of their licences and use the television spectrum for other purposes. The switch-off date was delayed by his successor Mitch Fifield to June 30 this year, but the instability caused by the decision has seen many stations shut down. The government has encouraged the sector to move online. A spokesperson for Communications Minister Paul Fletcher told SBS News, community TV can continue to support the creation, production and distribution of Australian content that provides opportunities for the next generation of screen talent while reaching a larger audience. He cites the ABC and SBS as broadcasters that reflect Australia's diversity. Despite government funding to ease the transition, Shane Dunlop, general manager of Melbourne C31, fears it won't survive.
Community television does not rely on federal government money. We look after ourselves and have done for almost three decades. Our business has suffered immensely. We estimate that we've lost in the vicinity of $4 million in revenue over the 6 years as a result of the impacts of the government's decision.
The station is holding out for a last-minute reprieve, hopeful that the minister will recognise the important role community TV has for the arts and for its viewers.
And we accept that eyeballs and viewers are using online platforms more and more. Yes, it opens up, you know, that content to a wider audience globally, but it also cuts out a large portion of the community's that would normally tune into those programs on television. The impact will be felt across multicultural communities who really rely on community television to reach their audiences.
But time is running out before June 30 when the sync. But time is running out before June 30 when the signal is set to go dead for good. Naveen Razik, SBS News.